Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hi guys, and welcome to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Today is a really special episode because this is normally when I do a solo cast, but I thought I'd mix it up this week with a very special appearance from some of the amazing queens in my manifestation membership. So they had the incredible idea for a couple of them to come on and to discuss with you and tell you all about their manifestations, to show people that manifestation isn't just for authors or gurus or coaches or your Gabby Bernsteins, your Esther and Jerry Hickses, me, whoever. It's for everybody. And I thought this was a fantastic idea and also a great opportunity as well, as the doors are now open to my manifestation membership, which is a monthly membership where each month we cover an in-depth topic and you get a half an hour training from me each month. You get meditations, healing meditations, you get workbooks, you get industry expert life circles with leading industry experts, you get full moon and new moon coaching circles with me, you get so much. We do quarterly manifesting ceremonies and rituals on the equinoxes and solstices, and you also have lifetime access to all my manifestation masterclasses that I've done, and they're 90 minutes each. You get so much, like I'm sure I'm forgetting so much. And also you have the community there as well. So we have our own app. It's not just on a faceless platform. You can have it on your mobile, and you can DM and interact with everybody, me and all the queens in there. So it's like its own positive social media network, which is awesome, and hence why I really was so passionate about putting it on this platform. So the doors are open to the manifestation membership now for the next week. So you have a week to come and join us if you would like to. All of the details is on the description down below, alongside all of the websites from the queens you hear from today, because I want to share their work as well with you. So we're going to be doing more of these with the manifestation membership queens as well. So if you would like to come and join us, we would love to welcome you in there. And it's such an amazing community where you learn so much, you get so much, and it really helps you, you know, no matter what stage of your spiritual journey you're at, whether you're in the beginning of your journey and you're like, what's law of attraction, what's spirituality, or whether you've been doing this for a while and you're hitting those blocks and limiting beliefs and fears and you're like, I want to do some inner work and I really want to work on this to enhance my manifesting. So this is for everybody around the world, not just in the UK. Wherever you are in the world, you can join us. And like I said, we would love to welcome you in there. So without further ado, I will hand it over to the queens, and they're going to be talking all about their experiences in the membership. They're going to be talking about their biggest manifestations. And actually, I asked them a bonus question as well of what would their advice be for anybody listening. And to be honest, we all agreed at the end of that recording. I was like, guys, you're like professionals. You're all professionals here. Like, even what you were saying was like resonating with me. And I'm sure this is going to resonate with so many of you listening as well. So I really hope you enjoy this podcast episode. It was so great to connect them in this way and bring them onto the podcast to meet you all too. So welcome to the show, everybody. I am so excited to have the gorgeous queens from the Manifestation membership here today to share their flipping incredible manifestation stories with you. So first of all, we're going to go to the lovely Sheila. So Sheila, how are you doing? Welcome.
Hi, Emma. I'm doing good. I'm super nervous, but everything's great. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. And you've been a part of the membership for, it feels like forever now. So I'm super grateful that you're here.
Yes, I think since the very beginning, I've just joined you. I've enjoyed it so much. So I'm still here, still kicking around.
Well, you were more than welcome, my lovely, more than welcome. So what has been your biggest manifestation? We would love to know.
Yes, it's quite incredible for me anyway. My best manifestation, and this has been going on for a year and a half, your membership, has been passive income. So we all know passive income is very hard to coordinate. And for me, it was $500 a month passive, Canadian dollars, so not British pounds, but still good. And yeah, I just want to quickly share how serendipitous and how everything just came into place. And if per se it was something that I just decided tomorrow, oh, I want to build this passive income, it wouldn't have worked. The way that it happened for me was things just aligned, people were just in a position and it just so happened to fit. You know how things go. And it was on my monthly new moon manifestation. That was the number, which was fantastic. And I only realized until after everything was said and done, and it was over a couple months of, you know, a few steps forward here, you know, a few signatures there. And then it's like, oh my God, this is what I asked for 6 months ago. So that was where I was like, okay, crap, this is definitely real.
I love that. And amazing. Yeah. Congratulations. So tell us a little bit about yourself then. What do you do day to day?
Well, day to day, I am a stay-home mom of two small ones, a three-year-old and a five-year-old. And so that's really my life. But over the course of the membership, I've also manifested kind of like my passion project, which is Violet Apothecary. And that's just making natural and energetically infused self-care, skincare products. And I just launched my website over this Scorpio full moon. It just was like, just do it now. Just go and just launch it now. Don't worry about it. So that was just another one of the things that I wouldn't have been able to do without the support of all the ladies and yourself. So huge.
Oh, well, congratulations as well for the launch of your website. I know another one of the queens and I has literally launched their website as well. So there must have been something in the air of like, get it out, get it out. Yeah.
It was that moon.
Absolutely. So what do you think has been the key to your success with manifesting? Like, if you could give like a top tip.
My top tip, I have to say, it kind of goes hand in hand. Number one is just being in the vibe of love. And I know that sounds so corny, but you know, when I was just in love with the lifestyle of having that extra $500 a month, and I didn't worry about how to get there, and to the point where I forgot about everything else. And I was just like, oh, this is just the life. If I had that, right? And even like having the feeling of love in owning and running and creating my potions for my apothecary website, just being there like, oh, I'm just playing and people are just loving it, you know, receiving it nicely. And just being in that headspace and that heart space is definitely, I think, what worked for me. And I think is kind of like the key for whoever's trying to manifest.
I love that. Awesome advice. And is there any other advice you have for anybody listening who's like, I really want to manifest? Is this for everybody? Like, what would be your advice for anyone listening?
So my advice is the self-analysis and the work, because being able to feel that love for your project and that worth for your project, you have to get over those feelings of doubt, which is so hard. I mean, mine is loud as, you know, I got this thing on my shoulder yapping at me, and it's constant work putting that negative talk in its place. And I think a lot of people, a lot of women or just people in general, have that negativity, self-doubt. Working on that alongside the positive stuff is huge.
Massive, like you say, like when you do that inner work and you're looking at that resistance or anything you need to clear, like that creates the space for those desires to come in, as you can see. Awesome. So what would you say your favorite part of the membership is, and you know, why has it helped you manifest, you feel?
I just love this question. There has been times where I'm like, okay, maybe I need to stop the membership, and I go back to, why am I in this membership? And it's really my support group, you know, just like the support group for alcoholics or whatever, but this is like the support group for life living, you know. And it just the technique, as we were talking about earlier, of not having so much pressure, and like the material's there when I'm ready to work on it. And every month is something new and exciting that keeps a nice, steady, low pressure pace. Is what I love. And the second thing is that it's such a safe place where I can play and explore and share that with everyone, and they give their honest feedback. Like, for example, when I was doing the oracle card readings, and I was doing some spirit guided like drawing intuitive artwork, that's all the first time I've ever done it, and I was really just pushing my limits on intuition. And the people there were so supportive. They're like, yeah, that's bang on. Yes, this is, you know, like, it's not your imagination, right? And so encouraging. And even they were also honest in like the nicest way, where I wouldn't get deterred, where like, this one doesn't resonate well. And then I'd have to just kind of self-analyze why. But you know, that it's like the point that we can be honest with each other, and it's a safe place, which is so valuable to me, because sometimes even in my physical group of people may not be as safe to express, you know, my dreams and things like that. I'd have to say those are what makes it special.
Well, thank you so much, hun. Like, thank you for those kind words. And like, your drawings were phenomenal. I saw some of them, your spirit guide intuitive ones, when you put them in there, and they are phenomenal. So you should be super proud. And that's what I love as well, is like how, you know, you guys support one another. Obviously, I'm there supporting you guys too. And like you say, that feedback can be so valuable to you in terms of just, you know, trying and like experimenting and connecting to your intuition. So thank you for sharing that within the membership. And thank you for being there as well, honestly, for like bringing your light, bringing your positivity, and for coming on here as well. Thank you so much, Sheila.
Oh, thank you. And it's huge, and I'm gonna be around for much longer, as long as you have the membership, I'm sure. So thanks, Emma.
It's staying, don't you worry, hun. Okay, so let's go to Emily May then. So Emily, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to share my own story.
Oh, well, thank you for being here. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Emily. What do you do day to day?
So I am a new mummy. I have an 8-month-old baby girl, and I work from home with the body shop. So I promote products and pamper myself. Basically, I get paid to pamper myself and help other mums pamper themselves too.
What a job, like pamper yourself, like get paid to pamper yourself. I love it. I love it. So what has been your biggest manifestation, would you say?
So I'm currently in a process one at the moment. I have had a house on my vision board for God knows how long. I currently live in a 2-bedroom flat, which is fine, but we're outgrowing it rather quickly with baby. Who knew how much stuff you could actually have with a child? And I actually had a confirmation today of the application form going through for a 3-bedroom house with a garden. And that's been on my board for ages. And actually the picture I have on my board, it's actually better than that. So I'm very, very, very excited. But previously, before that, I actually manifested a family car. I put a red car on my vision board, and it was a red Duke on my vision board, but it didn't come out as that. It came out, I mean, I have a red Citroen, but it's massive. It's a lot bigger, and it's actually more practical. So it was kind of like, oh, actually, I've manifested one, but I've actually manifested a better one.
Yeah, I remember you sharing that in the membership, your picture of you standing next to it with your vision board. I was like, this is so cool. I love that. And like you say, you thought you wanted one model, but actually the model that turned up was way more suited to your family needs. So it shows this or something better. The universe always knows, like, actually, Emily, you needed this kind of car. This is going to be better for you. So what do you feel like your key to success with those manifestations were?
I think, so obviously I've said vision board a few times. So I have a vision board above my desk in my office, and basically I cut out pictures that I want, or I might draw them, and I put them on, and they change all the time. Like, and I think it's really important to not fixate on the ones that are on the board, but actually just let them go. And for me, that's the biggest thing. I never did before this membership was actually let go of it. So actually it's okay if I don't get the car, because I can still, I mean, beforehand I had a Fiat 500, so it wasn't practical, but I still was able to get everything in it. So I said, it's fine, because actually I can still drive my baby around safely. That's okay. It just would be nice to have a bigger car. And I think it's that kind of just accepting that you would like this, but it will come when it's ready. And I just, yeah, vision boards for me are the main way I do things.
I love that. And, you know, manifesting is so unique for people because, you know, like for me, vision boards, I have a main vision board, but I wouldn't say that's like my superpower. But for you, like, vision boards are your superpower, clearly. And I think that's what's great, is there's so many different tools and techniques which people really find strengths with. And other people, I find strengths with other things. So I love that vision boards have been so successful for you and your family. Like, it's awesome to hear. So what advice would you give to anybody listening who is like, I'm just an everyday person, like, is manifestation real? Like, what advice would you give them?
I mean, I wasn't a believer to start with. Like, you know, I'm a very normal person. And I just kind of thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a go because it's working for other people. I've watched Emma, watched you for ages. So I was like, right, I'm going to just give it a shot. I have a positivity planner, and I have the gratitude. And I think, you know, if you write down what you're grateful for, you kind of realize actually your life's not as bad as you think it is as well. Like, if you're having a down day, like, everyone's human. Everyone's not happy all the time. And you just kind of go with what you want. So I had a vision board a long time ago that had like a Range Rover and all these things. And because I was like, oh, okay, well, people like them. Okay, well, I'll get one of them. I would like one of them. And actually it didn't go with me. Like, I'm 4'10". I can't drive a Range Rover. Like, there's no way I could even get in one easily, let alone drive one. So why is that on my board? Like, or a holiday to the Maldives. Yeah, that's lovely. But actually, I love Disney. So for me, Florida's on my vision board because I want to go back to Disney World with my daughter. So I made sure that it was for me, not for anybody else, because I think that's really, or for your family. I think it's really important that it's something that you want to manifest, not something that you think's nice, but actually you haven't had much thought into it. And I think, yeah, just, you know, like it is, ask, believe, let go, and then you will receive it. And I think that's the hardest one to do, but if you really work on letting it go, it makes such a big difference.
Absolutely. Like you say, it's the toughest step, but so, so important. And you said a really good point there as well about like manifesting things for you and your family instead of getting distracted by the outside noise. Because I see it all of the time. People are like, I've got this on my vision board, I want to manifest this. And I'm like, but do you actually want that? And they're like, well, no, but everybody else is manifesting it. And I'm like, well, can you not see that the alignment is not quite there then? Because it has to feel good to you. And like you say with the Range Rover, it just wouldn't be practical. And the Maldives, great, but you'd prefer Disney, and you could always go to the Maldives another time. You know, there's plenty of time for that. So I love what you said there, because I think that will resonate with a lot of people. So what has been your favorite part of membership, and why do you feel it's helped you manifest?
To be fair, I love the fact that it's on an app. I know that sounds really silly, but because I'm always on my phone with business and I have a daughter, it's quite nice that you can just like click on the app and all your little notifications come up, and it's really lovely. I love all the daily quotes because I will then share them with my team as well, because I'm like, oh, this is a good one. Actually, they'll like that. You know, and it's nice to be a community that of like-minded queens. And it's just nice to have that safe place and support, but people, you can share as much as you like. So I've never done circles before, and we do our live circles, and I loved my first ever one. I felt very comfortable, and afterwards I felt so light, and I'm really bad at meditating, and it really helped me. And I actually saw my, well, spirit guide, and I couldn't see who it was, but I actually got something from it rather than just sitting there going, okay, well, I can't focus, I can't do this. And it really helped. And it's just nice. It's just nice to see other people's success and the love and the cheering each other on. And yeah, I just love it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being a part of the membership and bringing your beautiful energy out. Always love seeing your posts and obviously seeing all your manifestations as well. I feel like you've had tons since you've joined. So keep posting them. Honestly, it makes my day. And thank you for being in the membership as well. Thank you, Emily May, for your time today.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go on to Michaela. Hi, Michaela.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very well, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Michaela, then. What do you do day to day?
As you said before, I'm another person who launched a business, my web. So I'm celebrating today. I am life coach, and my approach to people is to help them with their planning, with their finances, reconstructions, a relationship, business, anything. My approach is kind of like black and white, like kind of this is how it is, love, like, you know. So I managed to do that, and it's all thanks to you and amazing queens, because it was before, it was shouldn't I on ice, too many of them there, and etc. I've joined the membership in January after I've joined your 5 days, January things you did for the 5 days we did the meditation and all that, and which is very weird because I wasn't on a Facebook. I just got into the Facebook and yours came up to me, and I was like, yeah, it sounds good, let's try it. After 5 days, I obviously signed up to the membership. Best decision ever. I am grown much more confidence in myself to make my decisions, like to launch the business. I grow in so many ways as a person. I self-love, you know, which before, oh God, that was nothing. Now I love myself the way I am, the way I look and who I am. Before, I wouldn't sit like being here like this, wouldn't be me. But I grow so much, and it's all thanks to you. And this was actually kind of my idea to us to come up to say and share our stories. And purely because I want others to know that there are same people like you and me, and, you know, we all kind of go to day-to-day jobs, or we launch our business, so we're not scared anymore. We just go there and we just do it. And this is what the membership is doing to all of us, to pushing us our comfort zone, but in the nicest possible way. There is no judgment, as the lady said before, you know, Sheila and Emily. And you can be yourself. There's no judgment. If you have a question, doesn't matter how silly or stupid it is, you just put it in there and people will help you. We will guide you. If you wanted to share something, you share it, like me today, and my comments, you know, and cheers and everything is so amazing that there is a platform where you can be yourself. And as Sheila mentioned, it's sort of like you can't really always be with your friends and loved ones and family around you, because that's obviously the judgment and everything. But in here, in your membership, I mean, people can think, oh, it's lots of money. No, that's the best spent money ever, because you're investing in yourself. And thanks to you and our monthly, you know, themes and goals and all these guides, meeting so many people, you know, I've done a course with George. Now I'm doing with a camera. And I mean, yeah, bring it on, you know, let's do another one. So I love it. Love it. Highly do it. Everybody should do it.
Oh, thank you, Michaela. And yeah, like, I think like what you say, I think what my intention for the app and for the membership was obviously to create that like positive social media. And obviously, like, I never kind of said that, but a lot of people have said, you know, it's like that positive little app you can go to, and it's like full of those supportive people. Cause, you know, it's like me with myself, I've got my close friends who are spiritual, but actually as well, when I started on my spiritual journey, I didn't have anybody who was spiritual or like-minded. So actually it's great for me to connect with all of you guys as well, and have you guys there to be like, guess what guys, this happened today. So yeah, I totally agree with that fully. So what has been your biggest manifestation?
My business. That's the biggest manifestation, because this question was on my mind for years. And I mean, talking years, like a decade probably. And there was always, yeah, I'm going to do it. Well, I can't because X, Y, and Z. But when you go to the group, if you will say, well, I wanted to launch my business, but X, Y, and Z. I mean, come on, the quiz will give me a couple of, you know, spicy comments why I should do it. So it's kind of like nice push. And I love it. You know, I launched my business. I already had the, you know, clients and all that. And it's amazing. The feeling you can't even express. It's like it's not even like a Christmas come early. I cannot express. I'm so happy. I'm buzzing. I mean, I can't explain, honestly. I can't explain how happy I am for all this to happen. And bear in mind, I joined in January. We are in the last day of April, and I have a business which already had a client, has clients, you know, website. I'm posting on my Instagram and everywhere. I mean, what more do you want from someone who was questioning self for 10 years, now having this within a couple of months? So there it is.
Well, celebrating you fully, Michaela, because I know how hard you work and I know how much you've wanted to get that business out there. So fully celebrating you and your incredible achievements. And I'm sure the first achievement of many to come with that business. And I'll be putting links to everybody's businesses who's in the podcast in the description below. So if you want to learn about any of their businesses as well, of course, you can do that as well. So what would you say, Michaela, your key to success has been then?
Consistency. You have to do the work. Nothing come like, oh, I'm going to manifest and it will come, and you're just putting on your wish board or on the piece of paper and you wait. Ain't gonna happen. You know, you have to put the work into it. I start work on myself, meditations every day, doing to-do lists, raising vibration, you know, card of the day, making sure I'm staying on track, you know, all of those sorts of things, self-love, mirror work, you know. Trust is the one of the most biggest thing. And now I live, before I even all went on, I live like I already had the successful business. There was no question. It's not going to work. It's going to work. And I know it. And that's how I live. Yeah, I'm gonna have successful business. This is the part of it I need to do and all that. And I had the session with you one-to-one. And it was, you know, again, yes, this is how it's going to work. And you have to let go of the old stuff. You have to let go the old stuff. That should be a mantra when you start doing the work. The old stuff did not work. That's why you're where you are. Let's do it the new way, the better way. And you will become better. You will feel better. And everything will be better and bright and shine. It will be amazing. You need to do that. Let go of the old stuff.
What powerful advice, Michaela. I'm like, yes, 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 yes. Preach it for the people in the back. That should be a mantra. It didn't work. That's why you're here. So you got to let go of the old. I love that. I love that. So what advice, what would be your advice for anybody listening who's like, this is great, but, you know, is manifestation for everyday people? Like, what would your advice be to those people?
It's for everybody. Everybody. And start right now. Not tomorrow. Not in a minute. Right now. Start with a safe self-love. Positivity over ego. Don't let the ego, don't question intuition. Sorry, I just done the course on intuition. So ego, it always comes second. What first comes to your mind, doesn't matter how crazy it is.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sound? Go with it, because that's what resonated with you, and that's who you are. And that's who you wanted to become. So go with the first one. Forget the ego. Ego is good sometimes. Like, yeah, thank you, darling. I choose this one. So self-love, positivity. Let go of the old stuff.
Hell yes. So what has been your favorite part of the membership, and why do you feel this has helped you manifest?
The queens and you. I mean, that's no doubt about that. Is, as I said before, you go there, you can post, you can post while you're on a computer. You may say you can go on your phone, wherever you... So you have your closest people, same-minded people, always with you. At work, on a computer, log it in. Why not? Let's a little bit of positivity. On the way to work, from work, go on app, do it. The support there, the versatility, that there's so many queens there with so many ideas. And when you just to go and read, there's no chance you can have a bad day. No, you cannot have a bad day. You're supposed to have a bad day. You can feel the positivity like splashing on you, like when you're in the sea with the waves of positivity and how that's okay. And encouragement and support. That's something that I never, ever find anywhere else. And I did my research big time. This is the only platform where you are who you really are. No judgment, no nothing, just the support and positive.
Oh, thank you, Michaela. That's so kind of you to say. And, you know, I agree with you fully of like, you know, people have really shared really authentic and vulnerable things. And like, it just feels so special that that container is there where we can all just like, you know, support one another and say like, it's okay, like, do this or try this, or, you know, even just to be seen or heard, I think can be so important for people sometimes to just be definitely. Like, you know what? I'm having a crappy day. This has happened. And just for someone to be like, we've got you, we love you, can, you know, change someone's day and mood around so quickly. So yeah, like you say, just having that community there is so valuable to all of us to have, and to have that container to share our desires or to be like, this is what I'm working on at the moment. It all creates that positive momentum. Like you say, well, thank definitely. You so much, Michaela,
for
one,
the
idea and inspiration for this podcast. Without you, we wouldn't be here.
But also, we can do it often.
Yes, we will have to do it often. Absolutely. We will be doing this again for sure. And thank you for being a part of the membership as well. And thank you for bringing your beautiful light here today.
Thank you.
Brilliant. So let's move on to Becky. Hi, Becky.
Hello. How are you?
Doing good, my love. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Just feel so amazing listening to everybody else talking, and I think that you can really feel the positivity, feel the connection that everyone has. It's, yeah, it's making me feel all warm and lovely.
I know, I'm exactly the same. I'm hearing everybody's stories and I'm like, God, I feel boosted. I'm ready to manifest. Like, I feel motivated as well. I love
yeah.
it.
Me
so
too.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Becky, then. What do you do day to day? I mean, I know, but for everybody else listening.
Yeah. So day to day, I really spend most of my time working either with or for other entrepreneurs. So educating, speaking, coaching, and beginning to form communities for different organizations as well that support entrepreneurs. So that's what I'm doing day to day. Having exited a business that was all about science education that I've been running for the last 7 years. So kind of learning, taking my learnings and then using that to support other people and really represent people who maybe aren't represented in, you know, for example, women in STEM or other underrepresented groups. That's really important to me.
Well, you're doing a very, very important job. So amazing that you're sharing all of this and you've got an awesome podcast, Mind Styling.
Yeah.
You do so much, Becky. You got so much.
I know, come on. I forgot the podcast.
The people.
I have a podcast called Mind Styling Podcast, and that's all about telling the stories of other entrepreneurs. And that's because I just think it's so important that we remember that there's not just one story to tell, and everybody has gone on different journeys to you know, get their version of success, and it's open to everyone. So, and I think that that's kind of relevant to the conversation we're having here as well. You know, I think there's no blockers up, and so that's what we do on the podcast, is really showcase that all these people from different backgrounds are running their businesses, and they're also super open about the challenges they face and how they've overcome them, and you know, their vulnerabilities. So it's amazing to get to talk to them. Well, yeah, different people on a weekly basis.
Amazing, amazing. So what would you say your biggest manifestation has been?
I think I find this quite tricky, because there's big ones and then there's effective ones. So I'd say the biggest one certainly recently is exiting my business. So, you know, doing a deal, being able to walk away and knowing that business, you know, I still have a stake in it, but somebody else is taking it on, and that clears up space. And that was quite a sticky one, because it was about moving on from something that wasn't in alignment anymore. So it definitely took a while to kind of get that one to move through. I wouldn't say that was my most effective manifestation, but it was a big one. I had a very effective one, which was my cat. And that was on the totally different end of the scale. But when I was, I live in a top floor flat, and I thought, everyone used to talk about pets and be like, oh, it'd be so nice if you have a pet and you've got a little companion. I know you're feeling that now, Emma, because you've got your new dog. And I was like, I can't have one. I live in a top floor flat. I don't have a garden, and I don't want a garden. And I've got windows that a cat could jump out of. And then really, you know, serendipitously, as it felt, a post got put on our community Facebook saying this cat needed a home, but he doesn't, his back legs don't work, so he can't jump. And he literally was like 100 yards down the road from me. So that was an effective one, and that was a quick one. But yeah, the business is definitely a big one.
And I know, like, I've been on that journey with you for, gosh, like a year and a half, wasn't it, nearly?
Yeah.
So to see you finally, like, have that in your life and have that manifestation and transition come through, like, I'm like, yes, Becky, yes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And I think really what I was trying to manifest with that was freedom and alignment with myself, because that was really what it was all about, was feeling a bit trapped and feeling out of alignment, and knowing that I had all these things, all this energy, everything else I kind of wanted to start to create, but I wasn't going to be able to do that until I was able to kind of move on from something. So yeah, like I said, I think that's why it was pretty sticky.
But sometimes the biggest manifestations, like, they take their time, but actually you do your deepest work with it. So you completely feel like you've, like, gone through so many different versions of yourself now.
So much. And that, I think that's what it's really been about, because we say a year and a half, but even kind of finding you and finding the community, that was something that happened about 9 months before I made the decision to walk away from the business. So there was even that kind of build up time there, and everything was about inner work, self-love, and realizing, like, I do deserve to, like, not feel this feeling of being trapped, not feel this feeling of being out of alignment. The world needs me to be in alignment, and to, you know, I need to be kind of in my power to be able to get out there and do what I can do in the world.
Mm-mm, hell yes. So what would you say your key to success has been then with your manifesting?
Definitely the inner work and really just keeping going back to that. I think people have already said consistency, and I think that that's a big part of it, little and often, and gradually kind of walking closer and closer to who I actually am. And that's been something that's taken a lot of time. That's why it's taken time to do the manifestation as well, because, you know, I'd diverged, I'd say, I really was in a kind of a negative place, in a void, shall we say, in terms of and low vibes. And I think that being able to do the work, and now for me, it's gone further than just like, oh, you're okay, you're worthy. Now it's do things that bring joy, like do, and you say, like, is it, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. And I just think that that's such a good mantra to have. Is it really aligned? Is it something I can do joyfully? Is it something that I can do with a really positive motivation behind it? And that's what then brings the light into my life and brings the things that are really helping me to be the best me into my life.
Absolutely. Loved everything you said there. Such good advice, because like you say, sometimes we doubt ourselves, we question ourselves, we're like, should I do this? Like, is it a hell yes? Is it a hell no? Like Michaela was saying as well, intuition over ego. So yeah, like you say, it's so important to do what brings that joy.
The whole question of ego is, it's actually a question I ask myself a lot now, especially when there's big decisions. Is that my ego talking? And I think I can recognize it really easily now, but I have to still ask that question, because I know for such a long time I was like feeding my ego, it's what will other people think, what will get me kudos, what will get me, like, you know, the traditional versions of what success is, not the things that are actually important to me. And so that question, I loved it when Michaela said that, because it's that's something that's really helped me. And it's something, like I said, that I've begun to recognize relatively easily now. I'm like, bye-bye. That's definitely an ego-driven thing. Yeah, so that's really important. And again, as Michaela said, letting things go. More than anything else, I've had to do that. What are the things, what are the people that I have to say no to in my life now, and kind of decouple from my life. And that's been, again, that's tough. And that's why you need to do the inner work. That's why you need to like feel good in yourself, because letting go of things, especially if you've been holding on to them for a really long time, is difficult, but it's completely necessary if you're going to kind of step into your light.
So true. So what would your advice be for anybody listening who's like, I really want to manifest, is it real, can everyday people do it, like can people do it, can everybody do it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I really, really fundamentally believe that we can all get to that place that we're looking to get to. And it's all about shifting yourself from, I mentioned kind of positive motivations just now and negative motivations. I think if we're noticing that we're always being driven by fear or wanting to, or our egos, or, you know, those kind of things, anger, desperation, even apathy, like all of those things are only kind of continuing to walk you down a path that isn't right for you. And I think that you need to then switch it around and look at this kind of positive motivation. So exploration, cooperation, working with other people, integrity, authenticity, creativity, finding the things you love to do. And we can all do that. Every single human being has this. You can definitely do this. And focus in on, so something I've really done recently is, it's all about the doing. You know, I've talked a lot about the inner work, but actually it's not about being in your head all the time. The inner work actually comes, for me anyway, in the mindfulness, in the moments as we're actually doing things. And so, yeah, doing the doing, and through all those things I just mentioned, creating, connecting, everything else, that's where the great things are then going to come in for you. And, you know, I mentioned the big things, but there's so many little things that every day now happen for me, and I'm just like, this is amazing. And the only real shift has been that switch in myself of like, oh yeah, let's switch off those negative motivators, take out the toxic people, take out the negative situations, and really focus on giving back, connecting, yeah, creating. So that's definitely what I would say, and we are all capable of doing it.
Love every single word you shared there, Becky. So important. So what is your favorite part of the membership, and why do you feel it's helped you manifest?
So the thing I've done most with the membership is the monthly content, and really having a place to go where it feels just so safe and nurturing. And the content itself and the activity, that's something that I kind of set aside for myself. And I've had some really fundamental moments. I think that there was, yeah, just things to do with feminine energy. Actually, that was a big one for me, because and connecting to being a woman, like that was huge for me, because I was just so in my masculine, always worked in male dominated environments as well. So being able to do those meditations and connect in, like that was really important. And the same, so I've done a lot with the monthly content. I'm also sitting here now, like listening to everybody else and thinking, I've got to be in here with the community even more than I am already. And because I'm getting such amazing vibes from everybody. And now my business has been let go. I think I've got some more space to jump in and be even more part of these conversations.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Becky, for being a part of the membership, for being you, and for bringing your beautiful light. And thank you so much for being here tonight to share your awesome stories.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And last but certainly not least is the lovely Michelle. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you so much for having me and for giving the opportunity for your members to connect with you in this way and share our stories like this.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. So first of all, Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
So I work in healthcare and I am a mom of two teenagers. And so life is pretty busy with teenagers. It's not the neediness you have when the kids are little, but it's about helping them become adults. And it's a totally different set of skills. So between those two things, my life is pretty busy, but one other thing that gives me a lot of joy and where I spend a lot of time is contributing to music. So I am a music junkie. I absolutely love live music especially. And over the past few years, I've gotten more involved in providing music to people, not in the form of playing. I'm not a musician, but I've been able. So I have helped run a festival. I've helped book musicians for a local pub, and I've most recently created a passion project called Love Letters to Live Music, and that is really this beautiful space where people can just share their love of live music and share their love for the music industry. I think, you know, this past year has been hard on absolutely everybody, but it's been especially hard on those in the music industry. And so this idea of writing these letters, celebrating live music and what that industry means to us, has been a beautiful way to give back to people in the industry. And it's been a really great way to connect with others who share the same passion.
And I love this project. When you told me about it, I was like, yes, yes, yes. Like, it's so true, because we can't just go and speak to live music. We can't just say, hey, we love you, we miss you. So to be able to have an awesome project like this, I think so beautiful to connect the community, but also to, you know, to show that we miss these things. And when we can do these things again, we're never going to take them for granted ever, ever again, are we?
Absolutely. And I think, like Becky was saying earlier, it's really about being positive. You know, we could moan and groan about how much we miss it, or we can celebrate how beautiful it is and how lucky we are to have it in our lives. And so taking that positive approach, it has completely different energy and a completely different feel than the sorrow. And the project itself really grew out of my sorrow. I was so desperate for live music, and I thought, well, what can I do to get out of this energy? And instantly I was like, well, when I think about the amazing memories I have of music, that's what makes me happy. And that's where the project grew out of.
Amazing. So what has been your biggest manifestation?
Well, I think, like Becky said, it's a tricky question, because how do we really know? You know, the most innocuous thing can happen, and it's something maybe we, you know, intentionally manifested, or something that serendipitously came into our lives. And it turns into something that is a lifelong evolution. And so I would say one of my biggest manifestations that I have not yet seen the full impact of is actually being part of this community. So on the first of the year, I wrote on my vision board that I wanted to be part of supportive communities where we foster our soul's expansion, elevate our vibrational frequency, and lift each other up. And a day after writing that, I heard about this community and I knew right away I had to join. And it's been beautiful to be part of so far. And I have no idea where it will go, but I think that's one of those things that we just never know. And so biggest, it really is a term that I think, you know, we can say, well, this was huge. And the fact that this thing happened is amazing, but there can be other things that are far more subtle that really impact our lives in profound ways.
100% agree with you, Michelle. So lovely how you put it. And it's so true, because what can be big to one person, do you know what I mean? Like, how do we define that? So I love what you said. Amazing. So what do you feel has been your key to success with manifestation?
Oh, I think the biggest key, I'm very slowly learning, is letting go. So putting it out there and then not being attached to it. I think it's such a common mistake that we make that, you know, we want it so desperately. And so we chase and chase and chase. And sometimes chasing does produce something, but sometimes it doesn't. And it can be a lot of effort. And so what I found by letting go is that there's this freedom to just putting it in the hands of the universe. And I would say the times that I've seen what I would call some big manifestations in my life, it's been because I said, well, I have done my part, and now, universe, I'm handing it over to you. I'm letting it go. But it's something I am constantly working on. Literally, I'll be good one minute with it and not the next. So it's a constant journey to letting go more often. But that, to me, is a huge key to success. That, and I think listening for the whispers. So the universe drops us such beautiful breadcrumbs and whispers, and we sometimes can be so busy focused on what we think we need to attain or what we think is the right way to attain what we want that we miss those opportunities. And so that's been something else that I've been really working on this past year, the past few years, I would say, is really just trying to listen more for the whispers and catching them when they are that little whisper, because they'll keep coming back to us. But it is a lot more fun to catch it when it's early on.
Yes, it so is. It so is. And like you say, those breadcrumbs are always there to kind of guide you and lead you to where you're meant to be. I love how you put that. So what would be your advice to anybody listening who's maybe struggling with manifestation or thinking, you know, this is just for authors and gurus? Like, what would your advice be?
I think I would say start paying attention to where things are already happening in your life. And not thinking about manifestations as having to be big, but what are the things that you wanted and just suddenly happened? They can be little things like finding $5 in your coat pocket. You know, they don't have to be these big things. So I think noticing where it's already happening is really a huge opportunity. I think being patient, because we often, at least I often, put timelines on when I expect things to happen and when I want them to happen. And I've realized by being patient, they do come to me. They just maybe come in a slightly different way, or they just come in more time. And so along with that patience, then, is trusting that the universe knows what that timing is for us. Trusting that, you know, even though we think it might have to look one way or might have to happen in a certain time frame, it doesn't. And so that trust is really, really important. I think the other thing I'd mention is just ask yourself if you're having fun, or ask yourself, well, is this a fun thing? You know, the thought of going after something because it's what other people want or other people think you should do is probably not going to be all that helpful. So looking at what excites you and what brings you joy, and so what is it that you want to attract, truly want to attract from that heart space?
Amen to all of that, Michelle. So beautifully put. And it's so, so true. So thank you for sharing that. Amazing reminders. So what is your favorite part of the membership, and why do you think it's helped you manifest?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I cannot give you a favorite. You have to indulge me and let me offer up a few. so one is that it goes back to what I said about being part of a supportive community. That's what I was looking to attract in my life, and that is what it delivers on. What I was amazed at was how extensive the workbooks are that we get each month to go along with a new theme, but that also I joined this January. I was given access to past content, and that was amazing. I mean, I never would have expected to have been given content to that existed before I was part of the group, and I thought that was a really generous offer. And the workbooks are so supportive, and the circles are so supportive that you can go back and learn it on your own. You don't need to have, you know, to be interactive in the moment. Having said that, getting to go live with a group of queens every month is amazing. So whenever I often can't join because it's midday here, I'm on a different continent than you, but when I can, I absolutely love it because I feel so connected. And it's amazing that you are so present and involved in that, Emma. I think it really speaks to your generosity to be a really important member of this group. You know, you don't hand it off to somebody else. And I really appreciate that. I think that's really, you know, I feel important and I feel valued and heard because you give us your time.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. That's really kind of you to say. And, you know, I want to be there. Like, you guys are awesome. I love you all so much, everybody in the membership. So, like, I want to be there. I want to be with you all, connecting to you all. So thank you. That honestly means the world for you to say those lovely things. Thank you. And thank you for bringing your light to the membership, your awesomeness and your amazingness. And thank you for coming on here and doing this as well. You did awesome.
Thank you, Emma.
So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I really hope you took so much goodness away from that podcast. It was such a beautiful podcast to record all together, and we definitely will be doing more of this. So I also do a manifestation success story series on my YouTube channel where I feature stories from my Law of Attraction support group. So do head on over and watch those videos if you love this sort of thing. But I hope it really inspired you to hear these amazing success stories, hear their success, and see that manifestation really is for everyone. And once again, if you would like to join the Manifestation membership, all of the details is down below in the description and on my website, emmamumford.co.uk. Doors are open for the next 7 days. We open them 4 times a year. So if you'd like to join us and turn your dream life into an abundant reality in 2021, I would absolutely love to work with you and love to welcome you in there, Queen. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where I can join myself and other like-minded souls where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.